do take a Super B.
I think we all do from time to time.
This is a Bramble Jam podcast.
As you get older,
you just have to.
You have to Super B
it
up.
Keep things moving.
Hi, I'm Brand, and I love Hallmark Spring Movies.
Hey, it's Panda. I like Hallmark Spring Movies.
I'm Dan. I love a Super B, but I despise Hallmark Spring Movies, and this is the
Deck the Hallmark Podcast.
How are we new original theme song, everybody, to get around the YouTube copyright?
We had to get a new one.
Even though, you know, we got permission to use it, it is not worth the hassle of YouTube saying, "Are you sure?" every time. So new theme song.
Did my boy Stink drop it for you?
They did.
Put it down for you.
Stink brought it pretty good.
Yeah,
Stink brought it pretty good.
Yeah, you can bring it.
Yeah.
So is this just generic bebops?
No, this is original. You heard it in the headphones, right?
You heard it. What do you mean? Is it original bebop?
It's like, there's new lyrics to Deck the Hallmark. It's this podcast, something like that.
Really? Oh wow, that's fire!
Yeah,
no. Mm-hmm. I love that original bebop.
Shout out to Ben. Shout out to Ben
and Stank for that matter.
Ben and Stank.
That's
exactly right. Yeah. Very excited to be here another Tuesday. We started the week yesterday with Christmas Prince 2. I wonder if we're going to do the third one next week.
I wonder
if we're going to. Dan, you are smack dab in the middle of multiple trilogies that you have to sit through. How are you? How's your heart? How is your soul? How's it all going for
you? It's pretty despondent, Bran. I got to be honest. I'm trying to like keep my head up.
Got to keep your head up. So you can watch the movies. Hey.
But it's hard. Sometimes, because both of these trilogies are awful. They're just terrible. I have a challenge for you Hallmark watchers out there. Name me a good Hallmark movie sequel. So not the original, and then you came back and watched the characters for 3 more hours for 2 movies because you love the characters.
And it can't be a mystery set because those are geared towards
Those are technically TV series. Yeah. That's how they frame them. A Hallmark Channel movie sequel that is good. The closest I can find is A Gift to Remember 2, written by our buddy Topher Payne.
Topher, shout out.
That's the closest I can get to an original good idea for a sequel. They shouldn't be made.
How about Godwin 2? Are we calling those sequels?
We can call them whatever they want. They're utter garbage. That one's only good compared to the third one. And I think that's the problem is these movies weren't made to be sequels. And we're doing 2 right now, Bran.
Yes, we are. Yes, it's not good. It's not good. But you know what? We're getting through it, and I think that's all that matters. Dan, yesterday we talked about with Alonzo about Home and Family.
Yeah.
How it was going, kind of being cut back. The big news now, it's being canceled altogether. This season's the last season of Home and Family. Guys, how are we doing with that news? How are we handling it? Because I think that's, as guys who have gone into the literal house that they had built for this program for reasons I don't know. It's hard.
I said it last week on the podcast. I'll say it again, and you weren't here for that podcast, but it's the nicest crew, and we've seen enough of these crews to actually have an opinion on it. It's the nicest crew and the best craft services anywhere. They're home making all that breakfast.
And that's probably why they're going under. That's way too much food.
It's
no one was going to eat all that.
But they were so kind. We had whatever we wanted to eat or drink. There's a full actual house that they're filming in. Feel bad for my buddy Cam Matheson.
Yeah, I hate that for him because I know he loved that job did a great job with it.
All the shakeup going on. He was such a pro. With all the shakeup over at Hallmark, you got to start to wonder. Hardee's, you got to start to wonder.
I do have to say, though.
When like calls the heart not renewed yet.
Not renewed yet. But surely it has to, right?
Except, well, it's just lingering hard in the newest season from what I've heard. It's just a slow
burn,
apparently.
It's almost like they spent 3 seasons having Elizabeth choose between 2 guys. And I, you know, call me crazy.
We can't comment. We haven't seen it yet. But from what we hear, it does seem like a slog. And it's getting good ratings, but not in the demo that makes money. So there's that. But I will say this. The thing that I've always wondered about Home and Family is what is the point of it?
I think it's to preview Hallmark stuff, right?
I would agree with that because no one cares about the craft. choreographs, but they're doing these things on Facebook. They're going live with their actors. They're doing the things, and those are performing well. And you know, there's less money. They're doing it live from home. So what's the point of home and family at that point? I don't think there is one. And so personally, I think it's a smart move. And you can put that money elsewhere, more movies, more Christmas, all that stuff. So I think it's a good move.
What would you name our little bit if we got a bit on a Hallmark?
Crate Barrels and the Boys.
Crate Barrels and the Boys.
Yeah, that's we got a new set coming in the next few weeks. But people kept...
weeks is being generous.
It's a few weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. The first iteration.
Okay.
People were getting mad that we had hearts and stuff still. And I'm sorry that love bums you out.
That's right. Now we have gone back to the literal basics. It is just two things. That's just it. That's the whole
three.
Thing.
It's one, two, and then the...
And the Diet Coke can right there.
And the Diet Coke can looking good.
That's right.
Still, is this mine?
No, I was just trying to hide it. I need it, though. My mouth is parched.
Okay. But I still just love Luke McFarlane made this for us. Yeah, he did. Out of wood. So crazy. It had to be shown.
With his bare hands.
With his bare hands. He was like, hey.
Luke McFarlane made you something.
Guys, speaking of big news, we're getting all to the big news now.
Yeah.
Luke McFarlane going to be in a Netflix Christmas movie opposite another guy. The first gay relationship movie that he's been in that I know of.
On the Netflix.
On the Netflix
that's
as well.
Exciting, man.
Does that officially break the tether between him and Hallmark?
Oh, I was going to say he's exclusively done straight roles on Hallmark. So, man, that's going to be really interesting.
I think it does. And I think that's fine with
I think it's fine. Good for him. And good for him being able to do this role for Netflix.
Yeah.
So
it's exciting.
It's exciting. And what isn't somebody like directing it? I don't know.
Yeah, someone is directing it, Brian. I just get confirmation. There is a director.
It's me,
for the
guys.
Film.
I do want to.
You're directing it?
Hey, guys. What about producing? Action. Anyone doing that?
There will, in fact, be a producer as well.
Is there a score?
People are going to do. There's going to be music. They're going to make an actual movie. It's going to be crazy.
Is that written by Stank? Is Stank doing that?
Oh, Stank, you wish Stank did that.
We're talking about "Don't Go Breaking My Heart." It originally aired on March 27th, 2021, and it went a little something like this. Miranda is a psychologist. She's a psychologist. Is that correct?
She's a doctor.
PhD.
That's right.
Who runs this thing called Breakup Boot Camp? The big question on everyone's mind. Is this a fad or is this a phenomenon? Let's play fad or phenomenon. Yogurt.
Fad.
Escape rooms.
Phenomenon.
Lord album.
Fad. Guys, grocery games.
Phenomenon.
So Ben is working on getting a promotion. He's a journalist, writes for a magazine. His girlfriend, though, is not having it. She breaks up with him. He walks out of the restaurant after the breakup, and Miranda is there. They bump into each other. They start talking. They open up, and there is a spark. That much is certain. The next day, Ben's sister asks him to join her for breakup boot camp. He's less than thrilled about this, and he sees Miranda outside. He's like, hey, you're the one from the restaurant. He starts bad-mouthing the boot camp. This is silly. This is dumb. They walk in together, and he is shocked, surprised, and feels really dumb about how he did not know that she was the one that was running this. Do just even a little bit of homework, my man, because it's a fad. It's a phenomenon. If you Google it, you'd know. You know what I mean? If somebody asked you guys to go to a breakup boot camp, would you Google it first?
No, I'd go in. I like
you go in blind.
If just anyone asked you to go,
it doesn't matter who. I'd go in.
You'd be like, yeah, I'm in. I love boot camps. You're a big boot camp boy.
I love boot camps. I've been to several.
Food trucks,
phenomenon.
Fad.
Ooh.
Okay, bold.
They'll be done before you know it.
What year will they be done?
I will say this: they will be done before guys grocery games.
Yeah. Mark my words, you'll never see another food truck 2027.
Wow. That's a pretty long fad.
Yeah. Yeah, and they've been
around for... That's a 10 plus year fad.
No, that's a phenomenon. You didn't even know the difference between the two. You need to go to Phenomenon Boot Camp.
I've been trying to get in.
You go in. You love boot camps. You go to all of them.
Getting in there. They're what like, was hey, the it's
last,
a Phenomenon.
What was the last boot camp you went to?
Coder's Boot Camp. Just to learn code.
Coders. I heard coaters.
C-O-A-T-E-R-S. That's what I heard, too.
We're knitting coats. Hi, I'm Coder. Welcome to my boot camp.
Welcome to Coder's Boot Camp.
What do we do? Don't worry.
Hop on in the hog pen, y'all. I don't know why you're in the hog pen.
You don't want to be.
No, you don't.
It's a blast when you get in the... That's the first week.
So, basically, he goes to his job. He's telling his boss about this thing, and his boss is like, you should investigate this to find out, you know, fat or phenomenon. And he's like, okay, I guess I'll do that. So he keeps going back. He's also, at the same time, pretty into Miranda. And they end up going rock climbing together, and they end up getting closer and closer, kind of feeling those sparks. They end up dancing during one of the class, and that is a real moment. It is getting real here, and they start hanging out more after hours. He shows her his spot that he goes when he wants to get away. And she opens up about how she hasn't let go of her past. She was divorced and still just hasn't kind of let go of that. And so she finally deals with it, and they go back to the spot, and they have what I can only define as a real big kiss.
Real big kiss.
They kiss real big ones. Andrew Walker giving you a run for your money. It's all I'm going to say.
Easy for you to say. Andrew Rocker. Giving you a one for your money. Rocker. Consonants and vowels together. Making friends.
I would never make such a silly mistake.
Back keto.
So she deals with it. They had kissed big ones. And his boss really wants this thing. Like, he sends in this article and he's like, this isn't the good stuff. Write something real about this. Now, he makes a real error.
But he wrote something real.
He wrote something real. And he left it at the studio where she is. And she looks at it. She's really upset. Goes to talk to him. And it's like, I can't believe you would do this. Fad or phenomenon? Pinky in the brain.
Sorry. Fad.
Phenomenon.
You think Pinky in the Brain is a fad?
If you think trucks with food are fad or phenomenons, and I've got news for you, guy.
I've heard about food trucks dozens of times over the last year. Aside from talking to you, I've not heard of Pinky and the Brain once.
The 1990s called.
Yeah, that's right.
Letting you know about the phenomenon.
The 1990s fad, Pinky and the Brain.
There was a spinoff.
Saying the 1990s called is not a good argument.
That's a real bad one.
Yeah. You want to try again? So he ends up writing the story that he wants to write and tells his boss, you have to write this. It gets published. She sees it. She loves it. She goes and finds him, and he got a promotion through all this. So everything's working out for him. They go back to the spot. They kiss some more. And that, my friends, was Don't Go Breaking My Heart. I wouldn't if I tried.
We did it, everybody. Congratulations.
You didn't remember the title of the movie right straight away, did you?
Nope.
Hold go breaking my heart.
It should be.
Better Love Boot Camp.
Better Luck Boot Camp?
Better Love Boot Camp? Isn't that what it was originally? Oh, it was called Broken Hearts.
Bad
Luck Boot Camp? What was the original name?
Breakup Boot Camp.
Better Luck Boot Camp.
I said Better Love.
Luck next time. Yeah.
Tough break.
That's a Stank Stunk coming album.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that one. Stank Stunk on that one.
Stank Stunk on that one.
Not great.
Pass on that one?
Pass on that one.
How many albums is he working
68.
On?
68.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on Deck the Homie. We're back.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome. Hope that break was good for you. What?
Nothing.
I'm hoping for the best.
Yeah, you are.
I am. Hey, you guys want to get into this movie?
Yeah.
I'm thinking we should start with a hot take.
Really?
Where we share exactly how we felt about this movie. Uh-huh. I want the hot takes, Panda. Come on. I don't want soft. Mm-hmm. takes. I don't want, you know.
Scintillating.
Yes. I want them to, when people are hearing them, if they're wearing headphones, I want them to rip them out and be like, oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. I got a scintillating take just for you.
Scintillating?
So give it to me, my pal. Right.
Are you ready? Second best movie of the year. How about that?
Whoa, scintillating.
What's one? It was always
Taking
You.
A Shot at Love.
It Was Always You.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Third best movie of the year is this bad boy right here. It is great.
Less scintillating than we thought initially.
Still burning, though.
It's like the top 30%-ish, maybe not even.
It's still, listen, this movie's great. Loved it. Loved the plot. I loved Miranda. Miranda's character is awesome. And here's why. She's strong. She is intelligent. She does a great job of just, I don't know, exuding confidence when she needs to, of being thoughtful throughout the movie. I loved her
character. Would you say you go, girl?
Oh, you go, girl, is what I would say. I think I'm gonna stop my hot take right here. I don't like how I said that.
I like the way you broke it up. You go,
girl.
Girl.
Can I take a few plays off?
So help me, God. So call back to all of you guys who are real listeners.
So help me, God. I like this movie. I love Italia Ricci. I think she's wonderful.
Not in enough stuff. And then we got one she's with not. Her in Rome that was terrible.
What I don't love is Ryan.
And oh boy,
I'm here to tell guys, it's the hot take for a reason. And what I'm here to tell you is that I think I've come to this conclusion.
What are you doing in my house?
I'm not a pavy pal. I just he's there and he's fine to look at. I feel like we are getting a wonderful performance with this Miranda character who, as Panda says, is going, girl, and is crushing it. And then we have Ben, who I just don't care about and I don't buy him as a human being. And so I'm at a real crossroads here because I did really enjoy it overall. I just kind of wish that it was someone else bringing a little extra pizzazz. For me, Ben's character was all very one note. Pizza, let's go. Here we are. Fun times. Writing.
Well, Pavy Pack is not going
to
be.
I know. And guys, I'm not here. I'm not here to always make friends. I try to, but I would not be the journalist that I am.
Yep.
If I'd have been better in this role for,
don't do that.
Pick one.
I knew he was going to say it.
Wow.
I knew he was going to say it.
I disagree.
You disagree.
I think that he was not necessarily the best choice and he wouldn't have been my top choice, but
still third best movie of the year.
This is what I will say though. That first kiss.
Yeah, that kiss is ridiculous.
You can't get much better than that.
I think Tyler Hines would have been, in my opinion, would have been better for this role. I think he would have crushed this role.
Sure.
But that's everybody's go-to right now. Like
Andrew Walker. I would have liked Andrew Walker more in this.
Well, Palaha.
I would have liked Palaha. I would have liked literally anybody, I think, is where I'm at right now. I think this is the final straw for me and Ryan. Wow. I'm sorry, guys. I'm here for the hot takes.
That is really hot because I didn't think he was that bad.
But the kiss, again, makes it covers a whole slew of things that I maybe disliked about Ben because that kiss brought it hard.
Yeah.
And so I'm really torn because of that.
Yeah, right.
Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, the movie's bad. I mean, it's really bad. The only way I could think of it was trying to compare it to last week's. And here's my thought is that I wish the two actors in the movies could switch. Because I feel like Italia Ricci going to find waterfalls and Ryan Pavey being the tour guide works better for what they do.
Mm.
Whereas in this movie, if Chris Russell had to go and do this breakup boot camp thing with Cindy Busby, that works better, unfortunately.
Hold on. What are you saying here about Italia Ricci, though? Because I thought...
I think of the four performance is Italia Ritchie's the best performance, and so it applies the least to her. But I think in general, if the two leads could have switched in both, it would have helped both movies. Not that they stood a chance of being good. I think they're both really bad. This movie had some really tough scenes in it to watch. The first time that they interact together is really awkward and weird. I didn't feel like they had great chemistry. And then all of a sudden that kiss is like out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
Good.
It's out of bounds.
It's not a good movie. I mean, I think we've done 10 so far. I think it's actually only like 9. Maybe 9 or 10 movies. I don't know. It's middle of the pack somewhere. It's not good. I haven't really liked any of them so far, but it wasn't particularly bad or good in you know, relative to the ones we've seen.
I know. I don't hear my criticism of the casting as criticism. Like, I thought this was a good movie. I liked it a lot. I also, it's just kind of where I am in life watching all of these. It's just,
I think your heart has healed from Timeless Christmas.
That could be it. That could be it. Yeah, I mean, listen, guys, I got a lot of baggage coming here. Listen, anybody
Timeless
can start.
I like Timeless Christmas better than this movie. I like Timeless Christmas better than this movie. The first 20 minutes alone, I think, of Timeless Christmas, where the jokes are still there, are better than anything in this movie. But I also think this movie does a lot, like.
To me, the Italia Ritchie performance in this movie
is great.
She's
good. Phenomenal,
elevates man. This movie. A lot.
She might be one of the best her character might be one of the best written female characters we've had in a Hallmark
movie. Do you think it's the writing or do you think it's her? I mean, which do you think it is?
I don't know if you could separate it.
If we played that game like we did with Pavey, would it make a difference with her too? Like Nikki DeLoach in that role?
Yeah, Nikki DeLoach would crush that role. I think it's good writing.
Okay.
But I legitimately, Nina Wyman wrote that, right? Like yep. I think this is a really well thought out character. She's multidimensional. She's thoughtful. I can't say enough good. She's an interesting female character. And I'm not saying we don't get those, but I'm just saying of the ones we've had, like, she's really great. Like, I really loved her character. Listen, and she crushes it.
Pavey Pack, start a podcast. Talk about how much you love it. I started a podcast and I'm here to tell you I didn't love him. That's all that I'm saying.
I do think it's cute that Hallmark thinks magazines are still a thing. I think that's awesome.
They are still a thing.
Good for them. Good for Hallmark for thinking that people still get magazines in print. That's awesome.
Panda, do you remember Nickelodeon magazine?
Yeah, I do.
Gosh.
My favorite cover was they said we were going to party like it's 1999 on the year 2000. Back at the 2000 change of the millennium. And I didn't understand the reference back in the day. I'm still not entirely sure
Prince?
I do.
The Prince reference?
So they did it in the year 2000?
Yeah, and I didn't understand.
All right.
It had Rugrats on the front cover. It was great, yeah.
Rugrats all grown up?
No, it was still the little kids.
Little kids. They're bringing them back. Paramount Plus.
That's what I've heard. Yeah, I actually subscribed to Paramount Plus for the Paw Patrol. My daughter loves Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. Mighty Pups is cool.
How much is it?
Paw Patrol sucks. $9.99.
You know what? Why don't you back off?
I'm serious. Of all the kids' shows.
Dude, Mighty Pups is dope.
Dude, give me Puppy Dog.
An asteroid gave them their powers.
I've never seen Mighty Pups.
Well, it's pretty much Paw Patrol, except an asteroid came and gave them superpowers. Okay. I love it, man. I could talk power. You want to talk Pup Patrol? Paw Patrol?
Just stop talking. If you just want to take like 3 breaths, just in and out, in through your nose, out through your mouth.
You started mentioning Paw Patrol,
dude,
and I got
you
excited.
Get fiery.
Dude, Chase is...
He's on the case, man. I don't know what to tell you.
He's on the case.
Sky is dope. She's underrated.
Hey, is Marshall... Is he...
Fire Marshall?
Fire Marshall.
Does he like chicken wings or anything?
He does.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any teeth, though. It's a weird bit.
It's time for all the feels part of the show. We talk about what in this movie gave us those feels. Panda.
The escape room scene. I like that. Hey, listen, you don't have to like it. This is my time to talk. Brand started a podcast. He invited me on. If you want to be invited on a podcast, be Brand's friend too. All right? Then you can have time to talk about the escape room.
The podcast. Hey. I'm sorry. I get your point is
made. Here's why I like that scene. I like the escape room concept, even though that's not how escape rooms work.
At all. And it's, so bonkers.
You like escape rooms?
I've never done one. But I like the concept of a romance in one. Also, I like that she just opens up and they have this like cute moment in a unique place, a unique thing. We've not seen this before. I liked it. Gave me the feels. I am who I am. And I embrace it. Paw Patrol on the roll.
Paw Patrol is on a roll, not Paw Patrol on the roll.
No.
It's just Paw Patrol.
Are you at a Paw Patrol themed restaurant?
Yeah.
Can I get
I'll
the,
take the Paw Patrol on the roll.
Paw Patrol on the roll.
In between just the Hokies.
The Chase Bouillabaisse. I don't know. Sky Fries.
Can I
get the Marshall meatloaf special, please?
The kiss.
Yeah, give me one Paw Patrol on the roll. Coming in hot with Marshall's meatloaf and bubble rubble tea.
Oh, that kiss is the feels for sure. I that first kiss. Now they had two more that followed, but nothing can compete with that first kiss. It's Double Deckers out there. Put that on the kiss of the year now, and just give it to them because it was real good. It was a real good kiss and gave me all those feels. And I liked the sitting on the car, looking out on the sky. I liked. And I actually thought it was a good, it was a fairly good green screen.
By comparison, yes. What's weird to me is that he took her to that car. Well, it's weird that he drives a Jeep Wrangler. I don't know if that fits in the weight.
There's no world
where that guy drives a Jeep Wrangler. It's neither here nor there. But I think it's weird that he took her out to that spot twice. And in between the two times he took her out of that spot, she was like, we're just friends. And then the next scene, they're back out at that, you know, makeout cove or wherever that is they are. Having said that, the preposterous.
He just goes out there to think.
He does where he goes to think. He does his best thinking out there on the hood of his Jeep Wrangler.
That's a line, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. No. That's where he does. That's where old thinker goes. Thinker Pavey. You know how it is. He got back out there with her a second time, and that kiss is easily the kissiest kiss we've ever seen on the Hallmark Channel. It is something. Yeah, you can't not have feels there. That was it. That kiss was sparks were flying.
Woo! They're the escape room.
Oh, my other feels, though. Yeah, the escape room for sure, where you can actually, two of you can get locked. All you have to do is keep the door open, get locked in that secret compartment, and then those bozos couldn't figure it out for an hour by themselves. Oh, I did have one other feels, the team building. I mean, I love a good team building.
No one loves team building more than Dan.
Good gracious.
No one thinks
you that. You know, we did a trust fall here, and you just let me fall. Yeah. And you said, don't trust anyone. That's your first life.
That's your lesson. Your first life. Palms are on the roll.
Lesson.
The team building concept is just that she's pushing here. Is even worse because she's having people who have just been dumped team build with each other for some reason. And it's absurd.
To teach them to trust.
To teach them to trust
and
each other.
And confidence. They went on the
endurance. I listen to all the words. Yeah. It's a bad idea. But yeah, the team building. The ropes course gave me legit just like, I hate my life feels. Like, ropes courses are so easy. And we have to sit there because, you know, three bozos can't figure it out. And we're all supposed to be a team.
Oh, I would have been one of those bozos.
Yeah,
Dan.
Yeah.
I've never done a ropes course.
Yeah, good for you. Probably best for all of us.
Remember that one that I did in Costa Rica, Dan?
I remember the one you backed out of after you had your harness on and everything.
It was high, guys. I don't know.
He had his harness on. We're supposed to be leading a bunch of kids.
I felt like
on a zip line tour in the mountains of Costa Rica. He's got his harness, his hat on. We get up three flights of stairs. And he's just like, I can't do it. I'm out of here.
I felt like he takes off
and walks down the stairs, just leave me hanging.
I felt like I could chaperone better from down yonder. Just kind of get a good look.
You have not had great luck with people tag teaming and helping you on expeditions.
Why would they ask us?
That's a good question.
Why would they ask us? Why?
Now, to be fair, I don't know why they asked you the first time.
Yeah.
Sure. I have no idea why they asked you the first time. The Kentucky, I don't know what happened there.
They said it can't be worse than Brand. Let's let Panda go.
Now, Panda and I, when we took kids to Kentucky, did just break off and go eat pizza and wings.
Oh, that wasn't our best moment. But
yeah, we never broke off in Costa Rica.
No.
That said, The cave was scary. That was spooky.
We went caving and Panda couldn't make it. I had to take him back. I had to escort the
kid. Okay, to be fair, I was really out of shape. I was sucking wind. I was puking in the cave.
Yeah, they said don't put any
I wouldn't be able to do cave either. Tight spaces?
Oh my gosh.
They were tight. You had to like crawl.
Yeah, I can't do that. It gives me anxiety thinking about it.
Yeah, at the end, apparently, you had to like lay down on your belly.
I just want to be clear. I don't like the outdoors unless I'm playing a sport with a ball, like golf, tennis even. I don't like the outdoors otherwise. But compared to you two, like I'm freaking the brawny man. Like I'm just like outdoors as it gets.
Hey, we rescued a dog though.
That we did rescue a dog.
We were pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of us.
Let's take one more break. We'll come back with the Wait What's here on Dick Dolphin. Sure, I guess we can come back.
Yeah, I guess why not.
Hey, it's time for the Wait What here on Deck the Homework. We're talking about Dunko Breaking My Heart, the second Spring Fling movie. Wait What? Panda.
The very opening scene, they say, we have Dr. Miranda Faraday with us. You're a psychologist. And then she proceeds to just randomly insert a PhD. Now, I understand that there's a difference between a PsyD and a PhD. I get that. But that's a weird bit to sit there and clarify when they just, on a talk show.
On a Good Morning show.
And especially, we've already established you're a doctor. Doctor, it's in your name. It's a really weird bit. I didn't understand it. Ben opens up, that scene you mentioned was awkward, their first meeting. It's next level awkward.
Yeah.
He opens up fast.
And music for most of that scene. Feels like just life is dying on the vine. Like it feels really, really bad.
It's strange. And it felt weird. That's the best way of describing it. In her office, she has her company logo mm-hmm. framed. Not once, but twice. There's one on the sidewall, and then there's one right behind her of her logo framed. I don't understand why you need that many framed logos.
Here's why. It's because when you're renting the building to shoot a movie, you can't just put the sign up. That's what happened there. I can tell you right now. Because it would just be the sign there, but they didn't want to mess with the wall, so they just put a framed picture up. They probably used like, you know, that Stay Command adhesive is probably what they used.
Oh, man. If the program is so great, how come a lady goes through it twice?
Yeah.
That's the biggest. Yeah, I don't understand. Like, is it effective? Like, the whole premise of it is...
Fad you go through, or phenomenon?
You would have to say a fad if she went through the whole program and was like, I got to do it again, just to be on the safe side.
I guess that's my only question, because they tout this as, okay, you go through this, it's going to heal you. And then, like, I have no beef with somebody taking a long time to heal and needing to go through something multiple times. Well, she has a
30-year marriage. So
I don't have a beef with that at all.
Like, I guess...
But if you went through it once and it didn't help, why would you go... Or unless she, I don't understand why you would need to go through it twice, because it's literally the same thing twice. I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking that one. That's on me. I'm sorry.
I got no idea. No, I didn't understand why she was there twice either. They do explain it in a sentence, and it still doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I understand that.
So 30-year marriage, so I'm doing this thing twice. Okay, so how many, like, is it once through for a year-long dating relationship and twice through for a 30-year marriage? Like, what are we doing?
I get that if you have baggage, maybe it takes a little bit longer. But to me, I would think that if you went through the program, and it sounds extremely expensive as well, based off what they say, I just don't understand. That was just maybe that's more of a wait what than, or what the Hallmark. That's more of a what the Hallmark than anything else. So that's on me. That's on me. I feel bad.
Are you good?
No, I don't know. I need to think about it. Go ahead.
So, okay.
You don't
Should
know
I come back
you,
to
no,
you?
I'm go hurt. Ahead and I'm go. Just hurt, man.
All right.
I'm hurt for her.
Hey, has Ryan Pavey ever ran?
In his life, has he ever run? He looks like he's carrying a lot of luggage.
I've never seen a man built like him with such a bad running.
I don't know what's going on there.
I've never seen it in my life.
There is at least a foot between his elbow and his hip. He's just out here.
It's wild.
What is he? Has he never run in his life?
Did you see it?
Yeah, I did. But I'm as somebody who doesn't run himself, I was sitting thinking.
That's running.
Well, I mean, I don't know what good form is. I would not run that way, but that doesn't mean
I'm purely aerodynamic standpoint. Holding your arms at almost a 90-degree angle from your rib cage is not a good running.
You're getting kind of a body workout.
Come on, baby, do the twist.
Hey, is Ryan Pavey ever eating a hot dog? I've never seen someone.
He goes with this one.
He just goes hungry. I've never seen someone eat a hot dog like that. It was impressive. And his way of eating hot, his ways with just ketchup, which is my way as well, but I would never say
the usual. Give me the usual.
The
usual is a hot dog with ketchup.
That is the way to do it. I like that he has a usual. What's the purpose of that room in the escape room? What is the purpose of it? How have they not gotten sued?
Not how an escape room works
if at all. I am saying, okay, cool, I will go in here and try to escape. The minute I go from that room that I've agreed to go to into a room I can't not get out of.
Oh, you would be furious. But some escape rooms have multiple rooms in them.
Yeah, but it's not
like what if they all went in there together? That's my question.
Oh boy.
What if they all felt like they were supposed to working together? They all find that little room, it opens, all six of them run in, and it goes bang bang, and they're shoulder to shoulder in there.
Yeah.
What are we doing then? Escape room?
Well, they didn't crack
the case.
They didn't complete it regardless.
It's claustrophobia boot camp now.
I do hate to. I need that boot camp.
Oh, yeah.
No, thank you. Mm. Why do they only get 2 minutes to write the letter at the end? I don't know what that
her timing helps makes no sense.
Accomplish. To write this very serious letter that you either have to burn or mail, but you only get 2 minutes.
I don't understand.
I don't know why only 2 minutes. And she's talking through all of it. If I only have two minutes, don't be distracting me by giving me a motivational speech behind it. Makes it very hard. This guy wrote a story, and the headline was "Breakup Boot Camp Fatter Phenomenon." And his editor circled that and said, which one? And I'm here to tell you, just read the article. Like, that is called a headline. Why would you say breakup boot camp, fatter phenomenon? Here it is, fad. No need to read. Here it all is right here in the headline.
Breakup boot camp, it is a fad.
It is a fad.
And then in the first sentence, big letters in that proof, be more specific. You are one sentence in. Give him a break. I just don't understand. That thing was torn to shreds and it made no sense at all.
And then just also a nomination for product placement of the year is just Noom.
Noom, yeah.
For no reason. It's not even like here's a bag with groceries with Walmart on it. It's just a big old thing of Noom in the back. Just a climbing. Big poster.
Yeah.
You know, the climbing gyms with the Noom. It was just there.
Having done Noom myself, I have no clue what was going on with that because at no point did they ever ask me to try to climb at any point.
Yeah.
Ever. They just said, here's an article.
Can you believe they paid just to have their name in the background?
It was a weird one.
People are seeing it like, I'm going to look up what Noom is. Maybe that's what it is.
I mean, I did just to make sure that it was the same logo. Like, I didn't know if there was something in this climbing gym called Noom. It's the same logo. So it's clearly a product placement. I just don't know why they did it, but good for them. Hopefully they got good return.
Hopefully they got investment. Good. Yeah.
Dan?
What is this boot camp? When is it taking place?
Yeah.
In the evenings is what I'm assuming.
But Panda, they spend an entire Thursday together all day and they call it a Thursday at the end of the day. Just a random Thursday.
Yeah.
What?
So are we to assume that people are taking 6 weeks out of their life to get over? But then,
it's weird though, because some days, sometimes it's like, consecutive days. Sometimes it's
see you next week. And then there's random Thursdays where they're all day playing team building games. I don't understand it. I don't understand the format of what's happening here. Hey, how many times does Ryan Pavey ask Italia Ricci unsuccessfully to go get pizza with him? If you answered four times, you're correct. Four. My man asked her to go to pizza four times.
And then the time that he finally got her to go, they got hot dogs.
He had
no pizza.
He kept going back to the well after three no's on pizza. Hey, four times.
Hey guys, there were Noom ads all throughout the movie.
Oh wow.
Which we didn't see. So they were advertisements throughout the movie.
Oh yeah.
So there's the answer.
I'm just saying, I know Ryan Pavey looks great and I know he knows he looks great. But at some point, after maybe the second try for let's go get pizza, We just calm it down and we don't ask her to go get pizza anymore. I'm just saying.
I asked my wife out 4 times the first time I met her to walk her back to her dorm, and she rejected me 4 times.
But you asked her to do that 4 times in a row. Like, can I walk? Let me walk you back. Let me walk you back.
I said, are you sure? I'll be glad to do it. Hey, and then look what happened. She married me.
Yeah.
Worked out.
I don't know.
I'm coming off good, aren't I?
I don't know. You. I
can't, hey, will you marry me? Believe, are you sure you don't want to marry me?
I can't believe you shared that story just now, thinking you were defending a fake character.
I feel good about it. And then as soon as the words were coming out, I just was trying to, I wanted to make sure she was safe walking back.
Were you guys like on a ropes course or something?
No, it was at night on campus. I wanted to make sure she got back safely. I just wanted to make sure she was okay.
You go,
you know,
boy.
You know. Thanks, how those mean streets in North Greenville.
Well, I didn't. You never know.
You never know what old.
I just want to be clear.
Going to do out there.
You don't know. I Chris Brown. Hanging out. I have two questions.
Christian Chris Brown, not the other.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Just want to make that clear.
Weird.
Want to make that clear. Not the other.
Ryan Pavey's boss in this movie, who keeps like getting on him about things, like he's like, "Hey, if you do this, you're going to get the promotion." The promotion was for someone who gets a corner office on the floor above him. So what is Ryan Pavey's boss?
I think he's...
Did he keep pushing Pavey to get promoted ahead of him?
I don't think so. I think he has an office up there. He comes down to check with his writers.
But he's just there all the time.
He comes to... I mean, he's
a good manager,
he's
Dan.
A good manager.
What reason will we ever have to see him in his office?
But what job is he... what job is Ryan Pavey doing now?
He's an editor of something.
Editor.
Yeah.
What job was his boss doing while he was writing?
He was also a features editor.
You need two of them.
You need two.
At all times.
They're growing. They're a growing business.
Growing magazine, paper print magazine. You know the kind. And that guy who you guys explained so
well.
Maybe
they're doing a digital pivot.
Yeah. But those guys, the guy that you just, very much defended that is definitely Ryan Pavey's boss and
Leo.
Wants him to be equal. Leo. Yeah. Leo thinks that a breakup boot camp is a Ponzi scheme. That's what he thinks. He thinks not a pyramid scheme. They're different. A Ponzi scheme. He thinks it's a secret investors meeting where there's no actual real money and you just keep getting investment money and then paying earlier investors back with that investor's money. That's what he thinks breakup boot camp is.
He's not wrong in a sense. If you think about it this way, she wasn't fully healed.
Was she giving out money to investors?
No, it has nothing to do with money. It's an emotional Ponzi.
It's an emotional Ponzi.
So she wasn't fully healed. She was using her own
health.
Yes. Then finally it came back to her and she was it. I don't know. I'll work on it more. But I do think there's something there.
I think it's a synecdoche. It's part the Ponzi is a part of a much larger metaphor of just it's a scam. I get the
Ponzi is an anagram for zip on, and when you zip on a line, you build team. I don't know. I got nothing.
I felt good about it.
Yeah. At the end, he writes the article, and the article basically says how great she is, and there's pictures of her in the article dancing with Ryan Pavey. Who took those pictures? No one is in there dancing.
No one.
Who took the pictures? Did they just appear? I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to me. Those are my way what?
Well, I think when they were shooting movie, Dan, they had a photographer on set.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Oh, my bad.
No, it's fine. That's easy to miss. But
easy for me to just miss.
It was just when they were shooting the movie, they shot those photos.
Oh, okay.
So,
got it.
No problem. That's what I'm here for. It's time for What the Hallmark is, part of the show where we wonder what could have been, maybe happen, give some clarity to the questions that we still have. Panda, any questions that you are still pondering in your mind?
Yeah, I do. They mentioned the cost of the course multiple times. I want to know exactly how expensive this course is.
Well, and it does seem to be a hot button issue because she says it's very affordable.
She says that, and then he's like, it's very expensive. I want to know exactly what are we talking about? I have in my mind a number that I'm thinking.
Oh, okay, let's say it all on the count of three.
But we don't know how many classes there are.
It's 6 weeks. I took that as 6 classes.
6 total classes?
I think there. I don't know. But I mean, either way, I don't know how long the classes are. But here's just based off of what I saw.
Ropes courses aren't cheap.
Ropes courses, escape room.
Yep.
A bonfire night. And kickboxing, there's a dance instructor.
Yeah. Is this summer camp? Did I miss? Is this summer camp? Are they at summer camp?
We missed the paintball, blob time.
Blob, yeah, we missed blob, you're right.
All right, how much do you think it is? 3, 2, one.
$2,500.
What'd you say?
You said $1,000. I said $2,500. You said
$3,000.
Okay, yep. So there you go. That's the range, somewhere in between $1,000 and $3,000
for six classes.
I think that is what it is.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
I think it's pricey.
That's what we're here for. That we really do it. I mean, I want to know where Ryan's pizza place is. He has this place in mind.
Wants to go get a slice.
He wants to go get a slice. Says it's affordable.
Four times.
We never get to go to the pizza place. Where's his pizza spot that he's so...
I can tell you this. When he goes, he orders the usual, and it's a pepperoni pizza. Just pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, just pep. Which usual. Is great.
Hey.
He's a man after my own heart. Where's his pizza place, Dan?
Pal Connect. I need to know about Pal Connect so badly because our leading lady is not on Instagram. She's on Pal Connect. And she accidentally likes a photo of her ex-husband on Pal Connect, which is all fine and good. It's just, hey, they couldn't use Instagram. But later, she is using Pal Connect as her group website for the Breakup Bootcamp. She's using Pal Connect for that as well. So I need to know about this app.
What, I think it's Facebook.
Is this Breakup Bootcamp?
Yeah.
Some kind of Ponzi scheme for the Pal Connect investors.
It's a Pal Connect Ponzi scheme. Now we're thinking.
The
now
investors,
we're somewhere.
The investors of Pal Connect have, you know, legal money coming in. They want it to be fronted with more, you know, respected.
It's a money laundering scheme.
Really, yes, more of that.
Than a Ponzi scheme.
But, well, there's got to be something with the Ponzi. Who's getting paid here?
That's a good one. I think we could workshop it and come back around.
It tells you if you pay for Pal Connect, you'll get 2 times the amount back. So people get into Pal Connect, and I don't know. We're getting there, guys. We're getting there. We'll workshop it more later. We'll get back to you on what we found out. We did it, everybody. Congratulations. Yay. Whoa. We're back tomorrow with a very exciting interview in relation to our next movie.
Oh, wow.
That's all the hint that you will get.
Okay.
And then When Calls the Heart starting season 2. With an 84-minute episode. Mm-hmm. And then we will be back on Friday with the second, just in time, the second of the trilogy that is no longer winter-related. One Winter Proposal is what we'll be watching ahead of One Perfect Wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all happening. Dan, Double Decker of the Week. Who do we got?
Ashlyn Stone.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
Dude. It was three weeks ago to this day. You were doing stuff on your phone as you do, and your head perked up and you said, wait until we get to Ashlyn Stone.
Wow.
And I said, okay, wow. I'll wait. And today's the day.
This may be one of the most controversial ones yet, Bran. And this is why I'm excited to share this. Ashlyn Stone created a podcast and it's riveting. And it's called In a Nutshell.
Love it.
And all she does is she takes acorns and she plants them in neighbors' yards without them knowing or without permission and then records the entire process.
The process of planting or what happens afterwards?
All of it. The whole 9 years.
Nothing happens afterwards.
Does she mic up the acorn? She puts a mic above?
Yeah, the whole thing. It's fascinating.
She bugs her neighbor.
Her neighbor's yard?
Yeah, it does it and then goes in, has no permission. I want to be clear on that. Planting acorns in a nutshell.
We got a clip. Trace, cue that clip.
So, where'd you plant this one?
Well, I went in last night into neighbor Josephine's house.
Well, she's got a security system.
She's got a security, and that came out.
Did you use the laser spray?
I used the laser spray. I snuck it underneath it.
Up and down.
All of a sudden,
crisscross zigzag.
All of a sudden, fog light.
Oh,
a fog light.
A fog light lit in up the backyard?
Lit up the whole yard.
Son of a biscuit.
Lit up the whole yard.
What'd you do?
Well, I got my shovel. I dug a hole. I put the acorn down there. I put the dirt back on it. Sister Josephine comes out. She's a nun.
Sister Josephine, God rest her soul.
And she said, who's that? And I said, none of your business.
None of your business.
That's good stuff.
It's not a great podcast. That is not a great podcast.
I'd listen.
Well, I've
How many episodes?
There's 52.
Yeah.
Has anything bad ever happened? Because so far, all we got is Sister Josephine saying who that.
Just wait till episode 6. I don't want to spoil too much, but whoa, boy.
Boy, howdy.
Yeah, we had a serious thing happen this week.
Oh, yeah, we did.
You want to tell?
I'll tell it. Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So I snuck in a neighbor Johnson's house. Not a house, in the backyard. You know where the deck is?
I knew exactly.
They got a koi pond back there.
Right.
Full of the koi fish.
Right by the deck.
Oh, big oranges.
Big oranges.
I put the acorn in the koi pond.
What happened to it?
I dug a hole.
Right.
Through the bottom of the koi pond.
Sure.
All the fish drowned.
Oh, no. Because of the hole?
Gasping for water.
Where'd the water go?
But they'll never guess that acorn's under there.
We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas!
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. It's produced by Brandon Gray. Set decor by Plum Haywood Mall. For more information on all Bramble Jam podcasts, you can go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. For more information on how to listen to Deck the Hallmark ad-free, you can go to BrambleJamPlus.com.